It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 6th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is coiffure, spelled C-O-I-F-F-U-R-E. Coiffure is a noun that means a style or manner of arranging the hair. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Baltimore Sun by Mary Carol McCauley. Perhaps in no other eras has the female coiffure reached such, well, heights, towering actual feet above the wearer's skull line. The word coiffure, which is a somewhat fancy way of saying hairdo, has its roots in the French verb coiffer, which can mean to arrange hair or to cover with a coif any of various close-fitting caps, such as that worn under a veil by a nun. Be careful not to confuse it with the word coiffeur, C-O-I-F-F-E-U-R, which refers to a person who works as a hairdresser. You may also encounter coif, C-O-I-F, used as a noun to mean hairstyle, and as a verb to mean to arrange by brushing, combing, or curling, as in he had perfectly coiffed hair. In these cases, coif is operating as a shortened form of coiffure. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.